Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Harmonia looks at early wedding music this week in continuation of the Traditions series, medieval wedding songs, music from Renaissance and Baroque royal celebrations, and excerpts from a wedding cantata by J.S. Bach. Also, American fortepianist Susan Alexander Max performs in a new release on the Naxos label.
Thank you.
A movement from Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite in D Major, BWV 1068. Ensemble Laura performed under the direction of Bernard Gordillo. A bridal favorite, Bach's Air on the G String, is most commonly heard today during wedding ceremonies. The celebration of marriage has always incorporated music in many ways. Although customs and traditions might vary, wedding music in Western culture has been an important and often indispensable aspect of the ceremony and its celebration. The wedding songs and dances that have been left to us from the Middle Ages onward have much to reveal about the people and culture to which they belonged. Like the exchange of vows, rings, and other gestures, music was a special wedding symbol. We'll hear two medieval songs that celebrate weddings. First, Paul Hillier will sing the anonymous work Ex te lux oritur, O dulcis Scotia, or The Light Arises from You, O Sweet Scotland. After that, Gothic voices will perform Cor Féminin by Solage.
Ex te lux oritur, dulcis Scotia, qua vere nositur fulgens Norvagia, quae cum trasveitur trahi suspiria, traitur quod regis filia. Cum pax assenitur quae sui gratia, regnis indicitur et id letitia. Applaudunt undique terrarum spasia, tecum sedutique cum gaudet Anglia. Ad rege micitur ericum regia, Virgo suscipitur summa cum gloria, gens tota solvitur in plausus eia, cantus extolitur fiunt tripudia, cleri celebriter occurat cantio, orat salubriter sacra religio. Prodit celeriter omnis condicio, et sexus pariter resultens gaudio. Rex tu sit virginem dulce connugium, per mundi cardinem produsit gaudio. Salvet compagine Deus an omnium, orum propaginem detet in venium. Regina residet in regnis solio, injuncta possidet coronam regio, in cultu presidet digna fastigio, sit qui sic provident laus Dei filio. O quam laudabilis egregis socia, mitis affabilis plena prudentia, cuncti stat humilis palet facundia, Venus stat nobilis quam continentia. Viro sit ut fuit Rachel amabilis, ut regi placuit Esther placabilis, ut via genuit sit prole fertilis, degatut degut Susanna stabilis, manentes iugiter Dei servitio, senescant taliter felicis senio, ut vite labilis de curso stadio, semper durabilis in trini bravio. Ex te progreditur, o dulcis Cassia, spargitur laudis materia.
Cool.
We heard music from the Middle Ages. The vocal group Gothic Voices performed Solage's Cor Féminin. Before that, Paul Hillier sang the anonymous wedding song Ex Te Lux O Dulci Scotia. He was accompanied by lutenist Stephen Stubbs and organist Lena Lieskiesel. Welcome back to Harmonia. We continue with our traditions series and the theme, weddings. Earlier, we heard two modest wedding songs, but not all early wedding music was created alike, especially if royalty was involved. For the late Renaissance wedding of Philip II and Mary Tudor, the ceremony was nothing short of a spectacle. The music used throughout reflected the backgrounds of the wedding couple, a political union between Spain and England. Naturally, each country carted out their best music and most prominent musicians. For Spain, this meant bringing over an entourage of instrumentalists, as well as their most esteemed organist, Antonio de Cabezón. heard excerpts from the 1554 wedding of Philip II and Mary Tudor. Antonio de Cabezon's La Dama le Demanda was followed by Morales' O Sacrum Convivium, and finally Nicolas Gombert's Jouissance vous donnerai. Richard Cheatham directed the Orchestra of the Renaissance. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, our Traditions series continues with a look at weddings. For the 1660 wedding of Louis XIV and Maria Theresa of Spain, a grand celebration was executed, yet not all of the plans went according to schedule. Apparently, one of the highlights was a premiere of Cavalli's opera Ercole Amante, which, due to numerous production delays, did not receive its first performance until 2 years later. We'll hear the prologue to Cavalli's Ercole Amante, or Hercules in Love.
Thank you. spiegarla.
Thank you.
Music from the wedding celebration of Louis XIV and the Spanish Infanta Maria Teresa. We heard the prologue to Francesco Cavalli's Ercole Amante. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music composed to celebrate weddings. Johann Sebastian Bach wrote a number of works for weddings. For the cantata entitled Weichet nur, betrübte Schatten, there's very little information regarding the people for whom it was intended. The only clue comes to us from its text, which suggests that it may have been a spring wedding. We'll hear soprano Christine Schaefer and Musica Antiqua Cologne perform the first three movements of Bach's cantata BWV 202.
Whoa!
We heard excerpts from J.S. Bach's cantata Weichet nur betrübte Schatten, BWV 202. The first three movements were performed by soprano soloist Christine Schaefer and Musica Antiqua Cologne, directed by Reinhard Goebel. We move on from Bach the father to music of his sons, Johann Christian and Johann Christoph Friedrich. The London-based ensemble The Music Collection performs a select program of keyboard concertos under the direction of their fortepiano soloist Susan Alexander Max. We'll hear the final movement from J.C. Bach's Concerto in B-flat Major, Opus 13, Number 4.
Thank you.
We heard the Music Collection perform a movement from J.C. Bach's Concerto in B-flat major, Opus 13, No. 4. The ensemble was led by its soloist and director, Susan Alexander Max. A new Naxos label release, the Music Collection's performance, is part of a program of keyboard concertos by Johann Christian and Johann Christoph Friedrich Bach. Support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. Support for the Harmonia Tradition Series comes from the E. Nakamichi Foundation. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.